Okay, right. The reason we chose the League of Black Workers, Revolution of Black Workers, as the topic tonight, with the vast audiences thrown out to see, is because there are two main narratives of black militancy that we get in the mainstream. There's either the Black Panther narrative, which is the chic sort of romantic ultra-revolutionary narrative, or the sort of pacifist civil rights narrative. There was another narrative at all the time, and it contained both of these. It was, as the League of Revolutionary Black Workers said themselves, the black movement is a class movement. That's why we find it interesting. The film tonight is a film that was made, it was a meeting between white revolutionaries called the Newsreel Collective. They set up lots of collectives in Chicago, New York, and had one in each little town. And they sort of gravitated towards what they thought was the most militant scene at that time and filmed it. Some of them went to Detroit, filmed the what was the drum that came the League of Revolutionary Black Workers. The interesting thing is that the League of Revolutionary Black Workers took over the filming. They told the Newsreel Collective, we don't want you doing this, we don't want you having an editorial collective control over what we do, we're going to take the film. They took their cameras off them, they took the money off them, and they made the film themselves. So this is one of the few films you'll actually see which is made by the people who it's about. It's not like a white perspective or a middle class perspective, it's made by the people themselves. Quick bit of historical perspective. This film and the people it was about developed in Detroit in the late 60s, early 70s. The immediate context for their development is two things. There was the riots in 1967, which was part of a nationwide cycle of riots, starting with Watts in 1965. Which killed, I think it was about 32 people were killed. But the Detroit one was the largest one. 43 people were killed, 2,000 buildings were destroyed, 4,000 people were arrested. This sort of stuff. It was humongous. It was the largest one to the LA riots. So it was a rising time of black militancy, and it wasn't in the electoral sense, it was in a sort of a straight up direct action sense. That's the one context. The other context was the mass of black workers in Detroit were working on the auto plants. It was the big three, Chrysler, GM, and Ford. They practically controlled the whole city. There was 1.8 million people living there. 600,000 of them were auto workers. That's literally 600,000 auto workers in one big block in a number of auto plants. 25,000 of them were black people. They had the shit end of the stick for a long time. They was facing what was called niggermation, which is basically intensifying work, speeding up the line on the black production parts of it, putting the white people into inspection parts and this sort of thing. The immediate kickoff for what happened and what we'll see in the film is that there was an attempted speed up of 20% in 1 week on one particular line in one particular factory, which works out to one extra day's work a week, 50 days extra work a week, a year, no extra money whatsoever, nothing at all. And because of that, two people have been killed. Well, someone had gone mental and killed two of the foremen a week before. There was a wildcat and they tried to force it through despite the shootings. Then a bloke called General Baker was sacked for leading the wildcat, even though he wasn't the leader of the wildcat. Then he became leader of the wildcat. And then they developed what was called a revolutionary union movement at that time. It was against the UAW, which was their main union, UAW, and black integration, what they call Uncle Tom's, into that union. They want sort of syndicalist fight back, but it was still at that point wanting to take over the UAW. It was still sort of like within the union base. Because of their grievances were so widespread across the black working class, they quickly picked up and spread around to the other factories, the other auto plants, and then around other country, other cities in the country as well. So there was a lot of social space to expand into because black working class experience at that time was so sort of compact and similar. And we'll talk, that's where I was going to stop, because that's where the film starts. It's the aftermath and stuff I was going to talk about afterwards, so let's just crack the film on now, I reckon. Yeah?